UAE's role in international arbitration, understanding a rapidly growing influence. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has become one of the most sought-after arbitration destinations in the Middle East for cross-border disputes, especially in construction, energy, infrastructure, aviation, and shipping. Parties frequently choose Dubai or Abu Dhabi as the seat, reflecting a deliberate strategy by the UAE to offer a neutral, predictable, pro-arbitration, and enforcement-friendly environment. A distinctive feature of UAE's legal landscape is the coexistence of onshore civil law courts with common law courts established in financial free zones, the Dubai International Financial Center, DFC, and Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM. How these courts interact, particularly on enforcement and jurisdiction, has been a key factor in assessing the UAE as a seat of arbitration. How has UAE's arbitration structure and legal framework evolved? Rather than relying on a single flagship center, the UAE has built a multi-layered arbitration ecosystem with multiple institutions and court-annexed centers, each operating with their own comprehensive legislation regulations. Historically, arbitration was governed by a limited set of provisions in the Civil Procedure Code, which provided a basic legal basis for arbitration but did not fully meet modern international expectations. The introduction of Federal Law No. 6 of 2018 on arbitration, the Federal Arbitration Law, significantly modernized this framework by establishing a standalone arbitration regime and modeled heavily on the UN Cetral Model Law on International Commercial Arbitration, UN Cetral Model Law. These include the doctrines of separability and competens, party autonomy over procedure, and a limited list of grounds for setting aside awards. Although the Federal Arbitration Law has materially improved the environment, onshore enforcement still depends on local procedural rules. Parties must navigate around Arabic translation requirements, questions of signatory authority, and occasional attempts to reframe commercial disputes as issues of public policy or criminal law. Recent case law is increasingly pro-enforcement. However, it is critical to ensure arbitration clauses are drafted carefully, bearing in mind the hiccups a party may encounter at the enforcement stage. If we are to look specifically at the Emirate of Dubai, following Federal Decree No. 34 of 2021, the Dubai International Arbitration Center, DIAC, became the primary onshore institution within the Emirate. The DIAC 2022 rules align closely with international best practice, introducing consolidation and joinder for multi-party and multi-contract disputes, emergency arbitrator provisions, expedited procedures for lower value or time-sensitive claims, clearer tribunal appointment mechanisms, and an explicit embrace of electronic communication and virtual hearings. For DIAC-administered proceedings, parties can choose Dubai onshore or the DIFC as the seat, a decision which will determine the supervisory court and also affect strategy for interim measures and enforcement. Where no seat is specified, the DIAC rules now default to the DIFC, automatically placing many disputes under an English-language common law court system that is supportive of arbitration. The DIFC courts have built a reputation as an arbitration-friendly international court and are familiar with complex cross-border disputes, interim relief, and recognition and enforcement of foreign awards and judgments with limited judicial interference. Parties can also use the DIFC as a conduit jurisdiction, seeking recognition of awards, and thereafter executing through Dubai's onshore courts. ADGM, like DIFC, offers a common law system and presents itself as a venue for complex commercial and financial disputes with modern hearing facilities and procedural rules attractive to international users. DIFC Law No. 1 of 2008, the DIFC Arbitration Law, and the ADGM Arbitration Regulations 2015, both based on the UN Cetral Model Law, further align the UAE with leading arbitration jurisdictions and reinforce its image as a modern, arbitration-friendly jurisdiction. In Abu Dhabi, Arbitrate AD serves as a unified platform for arbitration administered in the Emirate, with modern rules, and to coordinate with the supervisory role of ADGM and Abu Dhabi courts. Although ADGM and Arbitrate AD are relatively new compared to more established global institutions, Abu Dhabi is already a credible alternative to Dubai for regional and international disputes, particularly in energy, infrastructure, and large-scale commercial matters. New York Convention and beyond. How strong is the enforcement landscape? The UAE is becoming a signatory to the New York Convention on the Recognition and Enforcement of Foreign Arbitral Awards, NY Convention, in 2006, laid the foundation for integrating UAE-seated arbitration into the global enforcement regime. Over the past two decades, UAE courts, both onshore and in the free zones, have increasingly applied the NY Convention in a manner that is consistent with its pro-enforcement ideology. Recent case law reveals unwillingness by the courts to rehash the merits of the dispute or to refuse enforcement on purely technical grounds, in circumstances where essential procedural requirements have been satisfactorily met. UAE's participation in regional judicial cooperation instruments, such as the Riyadh Arab Convention on Judicial Cooperation and the GCC Convention for the Execution of Judgments, further strengthens its enforcement landscape. The UAE's outward-facing enforcement attitude also highlights the importance of reciprocity in key partner jurisdictions. For instance, both India and the UAE are signatories to the NY Convention, which provides a framework for reciprocal enforcement of arbitral awards. However, the enforcement of UAE-seated awards in India has generated debate. Under India's Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996, foreign awards are enforceable where they originate from territories notified as convention countries by the Indian government. There has been uncertainty and discussion within the Indian arbitration community regarding the treatment of awards seated in certain Middle Eastern jurisdictions, including the UAE, in the absence of clear or updated notifications. This does not make enforcement impossible, but may require additional procedural steps and may introduce an element of unpredictability. Given the volume of trade between India and the UAE and the UAE's demonstrated willingness to enforce foreign awards, including Indian awards, a swift clarification and remediation of the current position would bolster UAE's arbitration practice. Anti-suit injunctions. Are UAE-seated arbitrations better protected now? Parallel court and arbitral proceedings are a recurring problem in cross-border disputes, with parties commencing or continuing litigation in national courts, despite there being an express arbitration agreement clause. Anti-suit injunctions, which are essentially court orders requiring a party to discontinue or refrain from pursuing court proceedings elsewhere when it has already agreed to arbitrate, can be a useful tool for protecting arbitration agreements and curbing vexatious litigation. In the UAE, the DIFC and ADGM courts, applying common law principles, remain at the forefront of this practice, granting anti-suit injunctions to restrain proceedings in onshore UAE courts and in foreign courts. However, the practical impact of these injunctions ultimately depends on whether the foreign court in which parallel proceedings were started is prepared, as a matter of comedy, to respect the injunction or at least to take it into account. What has changed more recently is the position of the onshore courts. While they have traditionally been cautious of issuing anti-suit injunctions themselves, the Dubai Court of Cassation has now confirmed that tribunals seated in the UAE may issue anti-suit injunctions as interim measures under the federal arbitration law, and that such measures cannot be annulled or rewritten by the courts while the arbitration is ongoing. Several rulings issued by the Court of Cassation in 2025 clarify that only the arbitral tribunal, and not the local courts, should deal with any challenges to an anti-suit injunction made by the tribunal. These rulings also expounded that temporarily limiting a party's ability to commence or continue court proceedings, in circumstances where there is a valid arbitration agreement, does not in any way breach the constitutional right of access to the courts. In practical terms, this clearly points toward alignment between onshore courts and the DIFC-ADGM courts in protecting parties from vexatious litigation where express arbitration agreements are existent. Judicial principles unification authority. Why does it matter? One of the most important recent developments is the creation of the Judicial Principles Unification Authority under Federal Decision No. 1 of 2025. This body sits above the higher courts in the different emirates and intervenes when those courts have taken different views on the same legal question and issues a single binding principle that all courts in the UAE must then follow. Its first arbitration-related decision, issued on 4th of August 2025 as Decision No. 1 of 2025, tackled a point that sounds technical but has very real consequences, how an arbitral award needs to be signed to be valid and enforceable in the UAE. For years, some courts, most notably the Dubai Court of Cassation, had treated it as a public policy requirement that arbitrators must sign every page containing the reasoning and the operative part of the award, and refused enforcement where only the last page was signed. Other courts, including the Ras Al Khaimah Court of Cassation and Abu Dhabi courts, took a more flexible view in their decisions and accepted a signature on the final page alone to be valid. In its decision, the Judicial Principles Unification Authority confirmed that it is sufficient for arbitrators to sign the final page of the award and that requiring signatures on every page is not a public policy requirement that can be relied upon to hinder recognition. In practice, tribunals can now focus on getting the reasoning and outcome right, without worrying that a missing signature on an internal page may annul the entire award. How does the UAE compare regionally, and what lies ahead? Saudi Arabia has, in many ways, been the most energetic new entrant in the Gulf arbitration race. The Saudi Center for Commercial Arbitration, SCCA, has adopted modern rules, most recently updated in 2023, which include the hallmarks of international best practice. A proposed new arbitration law is looking to widen the roster of eligible arbitrators by removing requirements tied to specific academic qualifications, introduce immunity for arbitrators, and digital-friendly practices such as electronic notices, electronic signatures, and virtual hearings into the legal framework. The consultation period for this proposed law culminated in October 2025, and we await to see how Saudi Arabia maintains the balance between deferring to its Sharia principles and aligning with international best practice. On the other hand, Qatar's arbitration landscape has evolved more quietly but steadily. Qatar's arbitration law of 2017, based on the UN CITRAL model law, created a robust statutory framework, and recent institutional developments have started to catch up with that legislative foundation. Most notably, the Qatar International Center for Conciliation and Arbitration, QICCA, has introduced new arbitration rules that came into force at the start of 2025, yet again focused on alignment with international standards. These rules significantly expand on the earlier 2012 version and tackle many of the practical issues that the institution was faced with. Despite these regional developments, the UAE continues to enjoy a comparative advantage in terms of caseload and international recognition. The coexistence of DIAC, Arbitrate ODIFC, and ADGM, combined with the UAE's economic position, has made the UAE the most commonly selected GCC seat in many international contracts. If this progress continues, the UAE is likely not only to retain its dominance in the region, but also to become one of the default global seats for resolving high-value, cross-border arbitration disputes.